Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to Talk Business and Politics on KASU. I trust you've had a great holiday break. We're glad to be back with you. Out with the old year, in with the new year. How did the Arkansas and national economy hold up in 2017? And what can we expect in 2018? I caught up with economist Mervin Jebaraj, director of the Walton College Center for Business and Economic Research, during the break for a chat. Let's begin with holiday shopping and what we're seeing. We've been through Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Mervin, what have we seen from a consumer spending perspective?
So there's a lot of news in the news, and a lot of it doesn't have to do with the economy often, but you know, the economy has been chugging along and consumers have felt that in spite of all the other things in the news. And so this is one of the strongest starts to the holiday season we've had so far. Overall, this holiday season, we're looking at 3.6 to 4% growth over last year, which should be the strongest year-over-year growth since about 2014, and that's according to projections from the National Retail Federation. So looking in particular at what came in November, we're seeing, you know, a 10% year-over-year growth in online sales, and that seems to be the new trend. Another sector that's done well is building supply and outdoor stuff, so a lot of people maintaining their homes, investing in their homes, landscaping, that kind of work. So we're seeing strong growth in online and strong growth in building and outdoor equipment. So
reviewing the year as a whole, we've had low unemployment, a very nice clip of new jobs, consumer and business confidence, certainly a rising stock market. What would you say has been good about 2017?
So let's start with unemployment and employment. You know, that was one of the strongest points in 2017, both for the country as a whole and for Arkansas. For the country as a whole, we're, you know, sticking around that 4% unemployment rate throughout the year, most of the year anyway. And it looks like, you know, that rate is below what we would call the natural rate of unemployment. So that's really good news for the national economy. Here in Arkansas, we've hit the record low unemployment this year, and we've hovered around that record low unemployment rate in Arkansas. So a lot more people have jobs in Arkansas, and that's great news. Looking at GDP, the last two quarters for the nation has come in just above 3%. Here in Arkansas, you know, the last reading of the GDP, we were ranked 14th in the nation. The previous two, we were ranked 8th and 6th. So again, that particular metric has done really well, both for Arkansas and the nation as a whole. You know, those particular indicators, put that together with consumer sentiment, which has been higher earlier this year, is a little bit lower in the later half of the year. Business optimism, especially small business optimism, continues to be really positive all through 2017. So all of these different metrics put together, it seems like the economy has had a pretty good year in 2017.
And what was not so good about 2017?
So in spite of having this banner year for GDP growth, for unemployment in particular, a couple of things that we haven't seen is that, you know, the year-long, the annual forecast for 2017, most business economists are still predicting around 2-2.5% growth in 2017, which again is not as strong as we would like it to be. That growth rate implies that we would have trouble as a country, say, paying for the new tax bill. We would have trouble as a country paying for all the obligations that the government has. And we would like to see growth rates in the 3-3.5%, although that seems rather unlikely in the short term. The National Association of Business Economists are predicting something like 2.5% growth rate in 2018, and that is accounting for the most recent version of the tax reform bill that went through the House and the Senate. So that's not a lot of growth, and especially not enough growth to pay for the tax bill in and of itself. So that's something that's been a negative in 2017, has been the story of this economic recovery. The other thing that I'm looking at particularly here in Arkansas is the labor force participation rate. We've had record low unemployment rates, but that labor force participation rate has stayed stubbornly below 60% in Arkansas and hasn't gone above 60%, hasn't gotten near 62%, which is where we were before the recession. So there's a lot of slack in that labor force. Some of it is the number of people who are unemployed long-term and are unable to find work. Some of that is because of opioid prescriptions and addiction. Some of that is because people can't find adequate and affordable daycare options. So we still have a lot of slack in that respect. And then the last thing I would say that's negative is, in spite of the low unemployment growth, unemployment rate, we've had not a lot of strong wage growth. You know, the wage growth is up, but adjusted for inflation, that's essentially flattened. That's been the story for the past decade as well. So, you know, we want to see more wage growth. We want to see more labor force participation rate, and we want to see the economy grow stronger consistently so that we can actually afford these tax bill changes and afford government obligations going forward.
Let's talk prospects for 2018. I know you're hard at work pulling data together for your first official economic forecast as director of the center. What would you advise us to watch for in 2018? What are your hopes for the economy in the new year?
I think most people, you know, if you ask a lot, if the first question most people want to ask an economist is there a recession next year? Well, we can't accurately predict whether there'll be a recession or not next year, but the feeling, at least among business economists in general, is that 2018 there's less likely to have a recession, in part because the tax bill is a form of stimulus that goes into effect next year in 2018. So it's unlikely that there will be a recession in 2018. So what we're looking at is we're currently in 102nd month of economic expansion. Five more months of that economic growth, and we will be in the second longest economic expansion. We will have displaced the Kennedy-Johnson expansion in the 60s. Once we get past 106. So I think given our current trends and assuming there are no shocks over the horizon, it's likely that this economic recovery will be the second longest. The sad part about all of that is this has been one of the slowest economic recoveries, and I think that trend doesn't really change in 2018 because in spite of adding this tax reform, we're only probably going to get to 2.5% economic growth. We're not likely to see an infrastructure bill next year, at least that's the feeling of most economists prognosticating on that. So we're not seeing a whole lot of growth prospects there. We'd expect, as long as the economy is where it is, the unemployment rate to stay pretty low like it is right now. We're expecting the Federal Reserve to continue with rate increases, probably 3 rate increases, which again will dampen the growth rate of the economy. And the good news is we're probably not likely to see a lot of inflation either. So prices haven't been going up a whole lot, much to the consternation of the Federal Reserve, but that's good for the consumers in the short run.
That's Mervin Jebaraj, director of the Walton College Center for Business and Economic Research. You can catch his full interview online at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.